25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at American Freedom Network, and this morning we're going to be talking about the oil deception. So much of what has gone on through the years is really not true, but with us this morning is our good friend Lindsay Williams. Now, Lindsay, there are certain things Lindsay is not will not be talking about this morning, but he's going to talk about what the future holds. He has had the opportunity to talk to somebody very highly placed in the oil industry, and I'm going to let him tell the story. Lindsay, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, for allowing me the privilege to be with you at such a point of very unusual circumstances, and you're exactly right. That's just the way it happened. You know, let me begin by saying that for the past 35 years since I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Crisis, I have always known that there was a line out there somewhere, and that if I crossed it and said things that I was not supposed to, that I would probably be called on the carpet, would be contacted, and I was. Just a few weeks ago, that's exactly what happened. I had probably the most startling phone call that I've ever had in my life, bar none. And on the other end of the line was a man that I knew well 20, 25 years ago. I knew him at Prudhoe Bay. There was no question about who he was. He probably has as much knowledge about what happens behind closed doors and in the decision-making process of the elitist of the world of any person that I know. And he said some things. Well, it began like this. He said, well, Lindsay, he said, Chaplain Williams, he said, you've gone a little too far. He said, you've said too much. And he said, I had to give you a phone call and give you a choice. He said, you can't say this, and this any longer. He said, if you do, we're going to have to do this. Well, the alternative was not too nice for my family or for me. And so I knew. I've known these people. You see, folks out in the listening audience, there are very few of you that ever rub shoulders with the elite of the world. You hear about them. You hear Dr. Stan talk about them. You hear some other talk show hosts mention them from time to time. But you probably have never rubbed shoulders with them, lived with them for 3 years' time, as I did at Prudhoe when I had executive status with the 9 major oil companies of the world. But I need to declare to you at this point, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. And this individual said to me, you can't say these things anymore. And he went on, and I agree with him. You know, at this point, you do not argue with a person who has the power to do anything they want to. After all, if they could take the life of John F. Kennedy, the President of the United States of America, years ago, they'd have no problem at all with a little guy like Lindsay Williams. So I agreed with him immediately. Within 24 hours' time, I closed down my website. If you want to, if you have trouble believing this, go to my website, lwoil.com, and you'll find a brief explanation that I wrote very meticulously. And then I called up my 800 service, and I said, don't sell another Energy Non-Crisis DVD under any circumstances at any price. And from that point on, for 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks' time, I did not do a single radio talk show. I must admit to you, I was alarmed. But this isn't the part that involves you out there in the listening audience. I'd like to go down to the part that involves you, because, you see, after this gentleman gave his ultimatum, and I agreed to do everything he said, because I knew better than not to, At that point, I decided, I know this man knows everything they're going to do. Now, believe me, they have planned everything they are going to do for the next 1 year's time. They know exactly where they're going. They know every decision they're going to make. It's been planned behind closed doors a long time ago. And so I decided, I think I'll ask him. So I said, how's your family been? I tried to make friends with him, and he finally became friendly, and I said, well, where have you been living for the past 20, 25 years since I talked with you? And he told me, and then I said, by the way, this price of gasoline at the gas pump and the price of crude oil is really affecting the American public. Could you tell me where you think it's going? He said, oh, yes, no problem at all. I gathered from what he said that it will probably increase at least another dollar at the gas pump. And then he said something that startled me to no end. I'm still sitting here almost flabbergasted at what this man said. He said the price of crude oil is going to $50 a barrel. Now, you heard me correctly. Now, folks, you can take this to the bank. You can deposit it and be assured it's going to happen. They have planned. Well, let me put it this way. What I'm going to talk about today on Dr. Stan's program is positively not a conspiracy. Now, I hope you're hearing these words correctly because I'm picking them very carefully. And what I say today, I've only said a few times since I heard this a number of weeks ago and literally disappeared for 5 to 6 weeks' time and didn't appear on a single radio talk show and finally decided that I have such an obligation to the nation to let you know everything that's going to happen, everything the elitists have planned for the next 12 months to the point that I have agreed to be with a few people that I greatly respect, highly respect, whom I know will not ask me questions about certain things, such as Dr. Stan. This is not a conspiracy that we're talking about. This is an agenda. It is planned. They know in advance what they're going to do. And you did hear me correctly. He said the price of crude oil is going to $50 a barrel. My mind began to move a mile a minute. I could hardly hear what I had trouble believing what I was hearing. And I asked him a second time. I said, the price of crude oil is going to $50 a barrel. He said, yes. I said, how are you going to do this? He said, we're going to develop two major oil fields in the world. He said, they're already ready to go. He said, it's just that the average people in the world don't know about it yet. He said, we are going to bring on two major oil fields. Now, folks, understand, the standard currency of the world today is crude oil. It is not the dollar, nor the euro, nor the ruble, nor the pound. The standard currency of the world is crude oil. Watch what crude oil does, and you'll know where gold's going to go. You'll know where the dollar's going. You'll know where the economies of the world are going.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Lindsey Williams, right here at the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Mike was a scrawny 12-year-old with an agreeable smile. Starting at age 6, he was medicated with Concerta and Adderall at the insistence of school staff. Grades remained mediocre. Family and friends found Mike's zombie-like appearance frightening, and he continued with periodic outbursts and meltdowns. He suffered from sleeplessness and lack of appetite. When his first seventh grade report card showed all D's and F's, his desperate mom emailed the Brain Workout Center. Mike's progress through our program was bumpy, but he worked at it and finished drug-free. Since then, his mom reports that he has made the honor roll for the first time in his life. He willingly does his homework and has enough time to play in a band, his lifelong dream. The Brain Workout Center. No drugs, no labels. Side effects include results. Call 303-691-0882.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Yeah, Dr. Stan back here. And Lindsay, you go ahead and pick the story up.
Well, Dr. Stan, again, I want to thank you for allowing me to be on your show today. And there may be a few people out there who are listening in for the first time, and I'm quite sure there are. Let me just state that many years ago, I went to Alaska as a missionary. Just after arriving there, they said they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline, and I went to the nine major oil companies that were going to build that pipeline, and they said 25,000 pipeliners were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build it. And I said, don't you need a chaplain on the pipeline? Well, finally, they allowed me to have the Northern Seven work camps, and it was only about 6 months later that they came to me and said, Chaplain, you're saving us thousands of dollars in counseling fees. You're helping the atmosphere in the camp so much, we'd like to give you executive status. And because of that, for 3 years' time, I sat with the elite of the world. They invited me into their board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. And where many authors write about these people from reading someone else's books, in my book, Energy Non-Crisis, I tell what I actually lived, saw, and heard firsthand from the elite of the world, the people who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil in any given day, and control the currencies of the world. And with this background, I'm trying to say to you to the best that I can that these people have an agenda. And they know exactly where they're going. And a few weeks ago, this is the second time this has happened in 35 years, that I actually had a contact from these people, and they said, Chaplain, there's certain things you can't say anymore. Well, at this point, I did, and you just heard the story of what I did. I immediately closed down my website, called in my Energy Non-Crisis DVD, and completely changed it around. But in the process of this, I found out something that is so important for every person in America to know, and that is, what do they have planned for the next 12 months' time? And this person said over the phone to me, after I had made friends with him, a renewed friendship, I should say, after about 25 years, I knew this man well. He sat in my services a few times back at Prudhoe. I knew that he knows everything that goes on with the elite. And I said, what's going to happen to the price of crude oil? He said, it's going to $50 a barrel. Now, folks, I hope you have pencil and paper. You're jotting this down. You will follow this for the next 12 months' time. I said, how are you going to do this? From $143 a barrel where it went to $50 a barrel. He said, well, Chaplain, we're going to open up two major oil fields in the world. He said, these two fields have more crude oil in them than all of the Middle East combined. Now, this is startling. He said, take Iran, take Iraq, take Saudi Arabia, Dubai, all of the Middle East, the entire oil world over there. And he said, there is more crude oil in these two fields that we have already brought in, proven, know where they are, and are ready to go with them. He said, we're going to flood the world with crude oil and bring the price down to $50 a barrel. I said, where are they? Write it down. You'll see it happen. This man knew exactly what had been already planned. It is not happening by chance. It's happening by design. He said, we're going to bring on the oil fields in Indonesia and North of Russia. Can you imagine how my mind was moving at this point? Not in America. No, no. We are going to be kept dependent on foreign oil. they are not going to allow, I know Congress will pretend to pass a little bill here to open up that field or that field, and they want to make themselves look good to the American people here at the election time. They have no intentions whatsoever in allowing the huge oil finds in the United States of America to be developed. They are going to bring on an oil field in Indonesia, another one north of Russia, that is so huge that it's bigger than all of the Middle East, bring the price of crude oil down to $50 a barrel. Mark my words, you'll see it happen. Now, only a day or two after this individual said this to me, the CEO of ExxonMobil said over national news, crude oil should be $50 a barrel. Why did he say that? I mean, it was over national news that this was heard. I want you to look this up in the Wall Street Journal. The date was June the 2nd, 2008. The retired CEO of Shell Oil said, quote, America must have a new energy policy. This was right in the Wall Street Journal. Why is it all of a sudden that they're saying, well, not what new energy policy? Going to open up American oil fields? Not on your life. Why should it be $50 a barrel? How do all of these top oil company executives know that this is going to happen? And little by little, they're letting out these buzzwords. And this individual said to me, after he'd given me my ultimatum, it's going to $50 a barrel. Now, folks, think of the ramifications of this for a moment. $2 to $2.50 a gallon at the gas pump. You know what the American people are going to do? They're going to literally dance in the streets. They're going to say, heaven has arrived. They're going to say, we finally have the price of crude oil down to the point, and gasoline, we can afford to live again. Oh, my goodness. Immediately when you said $50 a barrel, I didn't think about that as much as I thought about the ramifications of what this means to the American economy. I began to ask him further questions, and this man was willing to answer me. I'm so glad he did. And I said, what is this going to do to the Arab world? Now, can you imagine the entire Middle East, whenever the price of crude oil goes from $140 a barrel to $50 a barrel, what's going to happen to their economies? It's going to literally devastate the economy of the Middle East. Now, think of something for a moment. We have a $9 to $10 trillion national debt. The Federal Reserve issues T-bills and bonds. And these other countries, such as the Middle East and Japan and China, they buy the bonds that pay the interest on the national debt. What happens when none of these countries can afford to buy the debt of the and pay the interest on the debt of the United States of America? What's going to happen to the American dollar? And immediately my mind went to reality, not $2 a gallon at the gas pump, which the American people are going to be rejoicing over, but what's going to happen when these countries no longer buy the Federal Reserve issues and pay the national debt of, and think of something else. The countries who use the American dollar as their reserve currency, that means the bank account that they back up on a rainy day. Now, when the price of crude oil goes to $50 a barrel, and those Middle East countries which have built their economies around giveaway, around a socialistic program whereby they give them housing, they give them school, they give them college, they give them medical aid, they give them everything. And the sheikhs and the sheiks hold their people because they give them everything imaginable. What's going to happen when they can no longer give away those things? What's going to happen to the Middle East? And whenever they have to immediately turn around and get rid of their reserve currencies. Can you imagine the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, all of these other countries having to dump their reserve currency overnight on the world because the price of crude oil goes to $50 a barrel? And what's going to happen to the American dollar when they dump these reserve currencies and no longer can buy the interest on our national debt and pay it? Do you know what's going to happen to the American dollar? Now, mark my words. This is a prediction on my part. I say within 4 to 5 weeks of you seeing it go to $2 a gallon at the gas pump and $50 a barrel for crude oil, you're also going to see a total collapse of the American dollar because of the fact of what's going to happen in the Middle East and the turbulence and turmoil that will go on and their lack of ability to buy the interest on our national debt and dumping their reserve currencies.
Well, I think one of the interesting things that you said, Lindsay, was you asked him about Dubai. Of course, Dubai is where they're building these islands, you know, with these beautiful, luxurious homes on them, you know, $1.5 million homes. People have probably seen the pictures on television, Discovery Channel, where they just created whole cities there in the Persian Gulf. And what did he say, you know, when you asked him what's going to happen to Dubai, you know, and all of this the massive building that's going on there?
I'll never forget his expression whenever I ask him details about what will take place in the Middle East, such as you just speaking of, Dr. Stan. And he said to me, he said, Chaplain, you don't understand the mentality of the Arab world. You see, 100 years ago, they were nothing but nomads roaming the deserts riding camels. And our big oil companies went over there, developed their oil fields, made them the richest people on the face of the earth. And he said to me, he said, Iran is really bothering us. Oh, folks, you've got to, well, anyway, I'll go on and give as much as I can on the program today. He said, Iran is really bothering us. I said, why? He said, Iran is becoming one of the richest nations on the face of the earth. I said, do you mean because of their oil bars? And he went on to say, Iran must be stopped. But our president can't afford to stop Iran. They've tried every way possible to get a war going over there. I gathered from what this gentleman said to me that it will only be a last resort that they would ever have a war with Iran. Instead, you notice last week that our president actually sent a representative to Paris, France, to meet with the group, and there was actually an Iranian representative there. And for the first time, they're trying to get a rapport going between Iran and America. Why? You can't afford to have a war with Iran right now. What are they going to do? They're going to do it another way. Mark my words. I mean, this is a completely different angle to what anyone has thought of or proposed, and I would have never known it had it not been for this man telling me, who knows what goes on behind closed doors, and he said, we will break Iran. Can you imagine the price of crude oil going to $50 a barrel and what will happen to the economy of Iran as well as Saudi Arabia and all of the other Middle East countries? Every bit of this according to a plan. And then he said it. Oh, my goodness. He said, and he said, John McCain is our man. Just like that. I was getting so much all of a sudden. He must have talked with me for an hour to hour to 15 minutes on the phone. And I was so glad he became friendly, and I asked him these questions. And I said, John McCain is your man? He said, yes. And I kind of gathered from what he said after that that they have intentions in doing something just prior to the presidential election, that they will get the man in office that they want to get into office. And Dr. Stan, America is looking forward to some things just around the corner that are so catastrophic that these people have already planned and ready to take place, that I'm still sitting here stunned. And I will always be appreciative to you for what you said that day. You know, folks out there in the listening audience, if I can say anything at this point, I would say the age and the wisdom and the Christian character of Dr. Stan Monteith. You've got to take what this man says at face value and listen to what he's saying to you day after day after day. And I have such a great admiration for Dr. Stan, probably as much as any man on the face of the earth today with his quality and position. And I called him up on the phone and I said, Dr. Stan, what do I do with all this information? Here I have been given what the elite have planned, if they have it their way, over the next 12 months for the entire world, and in particular the American people. And I said, Dr. Stan, what do I do with this? How do I dare do anything? How do I say what's going on and what I know? And Dr. Stan, I'll never forget the conversation you and I had. And you said, Lindsay, why don't you give this man a call back? After all, he had given me his phone number. And he said, why don't you give him a call back and ask him what you can say? And I did. And I'll always be appreciative to your, for your wisdom. And, folks, you trust the wisdom of Dr. Stan Monteith, both because of age, because of his Christian character, and I did. I did exactly what he said. I took his advice. I called him back on the phone. I said, $50 a barrel. What's going to happen to the Arab economies? What about the presidential election? I said, would it be safe for me to say that Lindsey Williams believes that these things are going to happen?
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Lindsey Williams.
Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com. And the
well, Dr. Stan, go ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Dr. Stan.
Oh, Lindsay, before we do, why don't you go ahead and get out your telephone number? Your web page is shut down. I would simply mention to our listeners, you can go up on the Amazon and try to get a copy of Lindsay Williams' book, The Energy Non-Crisis. They were selling for $1,900. They're down to about $1,000 a copy. Now, why? Why? Because, of course, they've been taken off the market, and somebody had bought up all those that were out there. Why would anybody go around buying up a little book we used to sell for, I don't know, $8 or $9? And, well, anyway, they're no more on the Internet. Those that are listed now are over $1,000. This is only within the last few weeks. An interesting phenomenon on thought control in America. But this isn't the first book that's been suppressed. There is an organized effort to keep the American people from knowing the truth about the fact that there's, well, in my opinion, there's plenty of oil in the world. of this whole idea of peak oil and oil shortages has simply been sold to the American people. Our eyes, our ideas are created. Our tastes are formed. Our views are manipulated by the people who control the media. And most Americans don't know that. So you pick the story up there, Lindsay.
Everything is planned. Nothing happens by chance. These people plan in advance. I would stress again to each one in the listening audience, there positively is a group of people out there in the world who control the destination of nations and currencies.
Lindsay, why don't you get the telephone number out before we forget?
Dr. Stan, say that again now.
Well, get your telephone number out before we forget.
Yes, my phone number is 800-321-2900. Now, there are only a few Energy Non-Crisis books left. That's true. My book, Energy Non-Crisis, contains some things that it's the only place on the face of the earth that you'll find it. And there are some things there that they don't necessarily like. I only have a few hundred books left. And when they're gone, I do not plan to reprint. In fact, I hope you'll go to my website, lwoil.com, and note what I wrote after I was contacted by one of these people and told, Lindsay, there are certain things you can't say anymore. And as a result of Dr. Stan and my conversation here a few days ago, I have prepared a DVD. I had to revise my Energy Non-Crisis DVD. I've added some things to it, but you'll find it completely different, and I call it 2008 Energy Non-Crisis DVD. It's brand new. I also have prepared the most startling DVD I've ever done in my lifetime. It's entitled The Next 12 Months. You did hear me correctly. Now, I'm saying some things over Dr. Stan's program today. I give it all on this DVD, 1 hour's time, and I beg of you, know what's going to happen for the sake of your dinner table, in your life. You need to know what the elitists have planned. I give the background to all of this. It's a new DVD you've never seen before. It was only released just a few days ago. The next 12 months, everything they have planned. I hope that you will call our 800 number, and for the sake of your household, I beg of you to get this. The number is 800-321-2900. Our 800 lines will be available, I think, about 2 or 3 hours from now. So if you can't get through right now, do call them then. But again, 800-321-2900. And I try to tell everything in this DVD that I possibly could, that I am allowed to tell, that was told to me by the person who knows exactly what's going to be taking place in the next 12 months' time. And my book, Energy Non-Crisis, when the few that we have are gone, there won't be any more. You're exactly right. I think on Google or one of them, they're selling for something like $190 a book. Well, we will give you one as a gift, as long as they last. Whenever you get the DVDs that I've just mentioned, I want to give them out, and when it's all over, it's over. And you can expect some unusual things. So I went on to ask this man at this point. I said, well, what can we expect then? And I gathered after the presidential election. I couldn't get him to say exactly when it was going to $50 a barrel. I know last week crude oil went down something like $20 a barrel, but I'm not quite sure that this is their timetable yet. I do understand from what he said to me that they're probably going to do something just prior to the presidential election that will enable them to be assured that their candidate gets in, whom they want there, whom I've already mentioned, and I give some detail of this on the DVD that you can get. And at that point, I asked him, because I was so concerned, do you realize that whenever they take the price of crude oil to $50 a barrel, the ramifications of this within just a few weeks' time to the American dollar, it will enable them to bring in the North American Union. It'll enable them to issue a new currency because of the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the Arab world. But the part that is so devastating to me as I thought this over, and I had plenty of time to think, because for 5 weeks' time, I did not do a single radio talk show. I was so concerned over what I'd heard. And some of you wondered why I had disappeared from the scene for a few weeks and you didn't hear me out there. And this is the reason why. You're finally beginning to see it, and you'll hear the details of all of this in this DVD that I've prepared. And I had time to think about what are the ramifications of all of this. Do you realize, go back in history, I was a history minor in college, and when you go back in history, you find that every 75 to 100 years, the elite of the world had destroyed one culture and built another. Think of it. World War I, World War II, think of what happened to Germany, think of what happened to France. Do you realize that's exactly what they're doing again right now? And they have it planned. They are going to, for all practical purposes, and he didn't use the word bankrupt. I'm using this. This is my own words. They're basically going to bankrupt the Middle East. $50 a barrel from 143, where I think it finally peaked out here a few weeks ago, to $50 a barrel. We'll basically bankrupt the Middle East and put them in search turmoil. It'll be unbelievable. And they're going to turn around and build a new culture. They've done this every 75 to 100 years. But these cultures are so disturbing to me, because he said these huge oil fields that contain as much crude oil as all of the Middle East combined. And there's no shortage of crude oil on the face of the earth. He said Indonesia and north of Russia. Now, Russia is becoming a greater power by the day. Can you imagine what they are going to do in building this great monstrosity of Indonesia and north of Russia for another Middle East? Think about this. Think it through over the next few days. Of how they have done it in the past and how they are planning now to turn around and do it again. And so I asked this gentleman, I said, what is going to happen to the United States of America? I don't know how to say this in a matter of 5 to 10 minutes. What's going to happen to the United States of America? He said, and these were almost his exact words. He said, Chaplain, there is going to be...
Hold that thought, Lindsay. We'll get to it in just a moment when we get back here at the American Freedom Network.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier
I look and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest, Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, you were asking your friend what is going to happen to the America, and what did he tell you?
Well, Dr. Stan, let me give the date again, because people can go back and look this up for themselves. And I know that you're hearing a lot of things today that are unusual, different. Nobody has possibly proposed this, and I'm not proposing it either. And when you see these things take place over the next 1 year's time, you're going to say, Lindsay Williams, you must be a prophet. And I'm going to tell you, no, I'm not. I'm just an ordinary man, just like you are. It's just that one of the people who knows what goes on behind closed doors said to me these things. Otherwise, there's no way in this world that I would know them. How did the CEO of ExxonMobil, now write the date down, May the 3rd of 08, how did the CEO of ExxonMobil, by the way, made the largest profit last year of any corporation in the history of the world, how did he know to say on national news, quote, crude oil should be $50 a barrel? Now, listen to their buzzwords. How did the retired CEO of Shell Oil on June the 2nd of 08, how did he say in the Wall Street Journal? Now, you can find this. Go back in the Wall Street Journal. You'll get it for yourself. America must have a new energy policy. He didn't say what the policy was. And you would make it, you would look at that and say, oh, my goodness. Well, did you realize that the retired CEO of Shell Oil has now gone to work for our president and is now part of his cabinet to form this new energy policy? But what is this new energy policy? And so I asked this individual, I said, what's going to happen in light of $50 a barrel oil, in light of the president that you want in light of what's going to happen to the Middle East, and you developing these new cultures now in Indonesia and north of Russia and the country of Russia? I said, what is going to happen to the United States of America? Now, I try the very best that I can to give much background to this in the DVD that we've prepared. And again, may I give you this number, 800-321-2900, my new Energy Non-Crisis DVD. It just was released a few days ago. And only this week, the new DVD, the next 12 months, and what will happen, 800-321-2900, and I will give you a copy of my book, Energy Non-Crisis, whenever you order those. And I hope you'll ask for our survival guide, by the way. I beg of you to ask. It's free of charge. Won't charge you anything for it at all. You're going to need it in light of these things. And so I asked this individual, I said, in light of all of this, what can be expected in the United States of America? And I am still very concerned over what he said. He said to me, he said, Lindsay, or he called me Chaplain, he said, Chaplain Williams, America is going into a financial condition that it will take years for it to come out. Now, mind you, note these words carefully. I asked him, I said, are you talking about a 1929 like we had happen in the days of the Great Depression? He would not say that. I asked him, is that what you're talking about? He wouldn't say that. He said, America is going into a financial state. Now, we've moved our industry abroad. Do you realize that American corporations spent $59.2 billion in China last year? The United States has lost 7 million textile jobs and 2 million manufacturing jobs. 152,000 companies have left the United States of America. 1 million manufacturing jobs have been lost in the United States since President George Bush took office. every bit of this is according to a plan and a design. And he said, Chaplain, America is going into a financial state that will be so serious that it will take years. And over about the next 10 minutes of this gentleman talking with me, he continued to use the expression numerous times, it will take years for America to come out of the financial state that it's going into. And he would not use the words depression. He just used the words a financial state that America will go into. The ramifications of all of this are so grave that I would urge every person listening to this program today, if you ever took action in your lifetime, I would urge you to do something about it, to examine your own personal lifestyle and your thoughts and your spiritual life especially. I beg of you to go to John chapter 8, verse 32 in the Word of God, which says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Set your spiritual house on a solid foundation. Because when these countries of the world, when crude oil goes to $50 a barrel, and they have to dump their reserve currency overnight, that's what they use on a rainy day. And listen to the countries already that have begun to dump the American dollar as their reserve currency. China, Kuwait, Switzerland, Ecuador, Syria, Libya, South Korea, Argentina, Iran, Russia, Malaysia, Brazil, and some Balkan countries. And now you take the entire Middle East when crude oil goes to $50 a barrel and they have to dump their reserve currency that they have held all of these years, the American dollar. Can you imagine what's going to take place with the value of your currency and what's going to take place in the Middle East? And in light of these things, if ever you set your house in order and listen to what Dr. Stan has to say day after day and watch these events as they unfold, you will be able to see them in advance. When you hear these things happening, you will be able to realize their buzzwords and understand what they're saying in advance of what they do, because every bit of this is according to a plan that they have already devised, and you watch it take place just as sure as this program is going on today, Dr. Stan.
Well, thank you, Lindsay, and I hope our listeners will heed your suggestion, get your material, and we are in for some very, very difficult economic times, but perhaps this will cause people to turn back to the Lord. This is our only hope. They'll begin to listen, to begin to look for answers, and hopefully you and I will be there and we'll be able to put the information out. I'm glad your gentleman friend basically he was with BP at the present time, British Petroleum. I gave you permission to tell the story, and I think it's important that our people out there listen, because I believe this information is very, very accurate. We're going to be back in just a moment. Thanks so much, Lindsay. I'll talk to you here a little later this week on our other program. Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. 205-6245, KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The goal of Worldwide Biblical Zionists is to unite Bible believers all over the world who love Israel and want to build up Zion. Joel Bell and Sagiv Aslev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionists and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here. I hope you enjoyed our program with Lindsay this morning. And I had actually called the gentleman back. The gentleman said, go ahead and tell the American people, nothing's going to change. So these people are arrogant. If you don't really believe that there really is a group that rules the world, go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down to other videos. There's a section on videos and one on other videos. And there, of course, is one of those places you can link to is Aaron Russo's conversation with Nathan Rockefeller, who explained to him who really runs the world, invited Russo to go along with him. Russo, of course, would not do that. He was dying of cancer, but he was a patriot and loved America, and he would not compromise his principles for personal advantage. But here's another testimony of someone who talked to the ruling elite and who explained to them exactly what is going on. Now, if you doubt there's a ruling elite, you need to get my talk on the world revolution. That's a world revolution. We'll actually hear my interview with Ambassador Smith, the ambassador to Cuba at the time. The United States government and the CIA turned Cuba over to Fidel Castro, knowing full well he was a communist, but we can't let the American people know that. They're supposed to believe that Fidel Castro, the wicked Fidel Castro, is the enemy. Well, if he is, then why are David Rockefeller's daughters such good friends of Fidel's? And if you doubt that, you need to get David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we carry, Memoirs by David Rockefeller. He tells how his daughters are such good friends of Fidel Castro, and Fidel comes up to visit him as well. Well, anyway, we have some excellent information on the oil situation. We have a four-tape or four-CD set called The Oil Deception. That's The Oil Deception. And then we have a DVD of Lindsay Williams telling the entire story that he's not allowed to tell today, but we're offering it. It's called the Energy Non-Crisis DVD, and we recommend this information for you, and we want you to get this information out to your friends and understand what's really going on. There is no shortage of oil. You need to go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and get my September and October 2005 newsletters where we address this issue, and our latest newsletter we're working on at the present time will give you the background. There is no shortage of oil. It's all a fraud, like most of what you hear. Have you noticed that all of the media tells you about global warming and the extinction of the polar bears? We got more polar bears now than we've ever had before. It's all a fraud. The global warming, CO2 makes up 0.038%. 0.038, not even 1%, not even a tenth of a percent, 0.038% of the atmosphere, and yet they tell us this is going to produce global warming. Doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, foolish people will believe. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are under attack today. Let me recommend certainly our DVD, the Energy Non-Crisis, and then, of course, we have our four-tape, or four-CD set, The Oil Deception, my interview with Ambassador Smith, which is in our DVD, The World Revolution. But go to our website at RadioDVD.com and pull down our material. And a lot of it's, most of it's free. There's lots of videos. There are lots of clips there and other videos. There are radio programs, archived, live, MP3, our newsletters. Find out the information. Get it to other people. It's up to you. If there's any hope to save America, it's going to be a revival, but it's not going to be a revival unless people know there's a problem. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision. and our protection. Till tomorrow, and the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition.